Our Troy Trojans locker room chat here continues on 103.9 KNZA. This locker room chat provided by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts here now with boys head coach Heath Wedstein. And there's only been one game. So last time we spoke, coach, is a matchup against the Jefferson County North Chargers, a loss of 69-58. But you had a couple of good point performances from your players. But coach, tell me about that matchup against JCN.
Yeah, we hadn't seen JCN this year. We knew they were a good team. We knew they'd been playing well. They beat Jackson Heights last week, and we knew it was going to be tough for us. We didn't come out of the gates very well. It was a close game into the first quarter, but they kind of widened it before half. We were a little slowed down by their 2-3. They played a little more physical than us. We found ourselves in a little bit of a hole. We played a really good second half, but we just could not. We were trading 2-for-2. We never really could cut in their lead. Caden Rosenberger told him at halftime, I'd be a little more aggressive. I need about 4 threes out of you, and that's what he did in the second half, but I should have told him we needed about 7. We looking forward to getting back in the gym today, working on the stuff that we didn't do very well last night. We've got another league game against a very tough game against Valley Falls coming up on Friday.
And you just mentioned there Caden Rosenberger. It feels like we don't really talk a whole lot about Rosenberger. He's always kind of there on the stat sheet, 7-8 points, but they're coming out with a big-time game with 15 total points. How do you expect for him to keep stepping up and playing good this season?
Well, he's always, especially when we're playing man, he always played him on the toughest guy. He's kind of that glue guy. He doesn't shoot it very often. Statistically, he's one of the better three-point shooters on the team, but he tries to get everybody else involved. Hopefully last night just kind of gets him going, and we can kind of build on that and continue forward, because we're going to need them all. We're going to need, 4 or 5 guys to play really well on Friday to have a chance against Valley. And especially in the postseason.
You mentioned that Valley Falls upcoming here on Friday, next Tuesday against Pleasant Ridge. What are some keys here to these upcoming Northeast Kansas League matchups?
Yeah, we're going to have to Valley Falls has got a couple all-league guys that we're going to have to make sure we keep track of. And hopefully they don't get going too well, but we've got to play a little bit harder. Seems like the game dictates how our boys play instead of them going ahead and playing hard all the time. And I'm going to need them to, we're going to have to start coming out of the gates a little better and really working hard. We've been working as a team better since the beginning of the year. So, I'm happy about that. But we're going to need to be clicking here coming down the home stretch.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
You bet. Thank you. Go Trojans.
That was head coach of the Troy Trojans boys, Heath Wedstein. This Locker Room Chat, again, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. The Troy Trojans upcoming here, Valley Falls on Friday, in Pleasant Ridge next Tuesday, and back-to-back Northeast Kansas League brawls.